I'm delighted to see the government and in particular Minister O'Brien respond to what I and my council colleagues here in Sligo and indeed across the length and breadth of the state have been calling for. I think it was, as you say, over a year ago since I was on your show. And I do welcome that $500 million in grants starting next week on the 3rd of February with attic insulation 1,500, cavity wall insulation 1,700, heat pump systems 12,500, and following on from that, on the 2nd of March, windows and doors 3,000. And all these grants, John, will be rolled out under the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland programme, the SEAI. And it is most welcome because, as we have stated in the past, if we don't, and we've only 4 short years to try and meet our carbon emission targets in 2030, if we fail to do so, we are going to incur not fines of millions, but fines of billions. So I'm delighted to see the government respond to what we have requested, the councillors who are on the ground. And the next step now, I would like to see, and I will be calling again on our own ministers and Tina Fall, to front load the local authority grants for elderly people, for those that are less fortunate, for those in low income, because we have to tackle the energy costs in the state, and we have to try and assist those who are, you know, enduring the cost of living crisis, but also from an environmental perspective. So I do welcome this $500 million. It's a lot of money, and hopefully it'll be rolled out sooner rather than later.
It's going to be obviously very beneficial to the environment. It's a no-brainer in the fact that it'll save Ireland a small fortune in relation to carbon taxes. But if we look at the human side of it, there's a lot of people at present with the fuel crisis running, with the cost of fuel at the minute, that are struggling to heat homes. And there are many cases that we are hearing where people are staying in very, very cold houses.
You're quite correct. There's shocking stories out there. And I've always said, especially in relation to elderly people, John, in our society. You can judge a society on how they look after our elderly people. We all as councillors get a lot of reps in from elderly people that have retired. They're looking to do their windows and their doors. They shouldn't have to think about it. The local authority should be fully resourced and funded for those grants. And also, again, following on from the $500 million announcement, there should be more money for grants for insulation because it's an issue that elderly people in particular should not have to worry about. But also, we have an onus and a responsibility to do the right thing in relation to our environmental obligations. But also, and I have said this in the past and I can't stress it more, we have 4 short years to try and meet our carbon emission targets, or we are going to incur fines of not millions but billions.